Hi, my name is Mylene, and I'm coming to you through this podcast without any of the appurtenances of a usual podcast. I remember trying to do this before when going on YouTube was barely existing, and I don't even remember. I posted, I think, a few commentaries probably boxing, and at the time there was a controversial decision, and I said a few things about it. And even if YouTube was new at that time, the haters, they weren't new. They've been around since the inception of time. And so I got comments about why my video is so dark, and I did not even put any effort into doing that video. And my goal at that time was just to express myself, and I think I've always been more like that, and really weirded out by having to present my ideas in ways that will invite admiration, but I didn't really expect to be criticized for what I thought then to be just good enough expression of my thoughts. I do feel burdened by having to package things in such a way as to invite not really admiration, but just to invite an audience. I've always thought that the kind of audience I deserve, or who'd be interested in what I have to say, they'd gravitate towards me without having to be invited. But that's not true at all. I mean, that's not necessarily true, but that's how I'm going to live my life, or I'm living my life anyway. If they don't come in, then that means they don't have to be part of my life or a part of whatever this is. And if they do come in and they're in for ideas, and exchange of ideas at least, then that's a good thing for me. Also, the thing that I remember was that I was told that I had to concentrate on something that I'm maybe an expert at, or that I know a lot about. And that also didn't sit well with me, because I mean, I have a lot of things that I'm really curious about that I may not know anything about, and I'd like to discuss that, and I'd like to talk about it. And they call it niche, and apparently you have to stick to your niche in order to find your audience. I'm not really, social media wise, this is what I've noticed of people who interact, well, quote unquote, with me on social media. You kind of, go to them with some ideas. They're not going to just concepts, and these are not going to attract anything much. But you go to them with the selfie, and everybody's just, clamoring to react. And I just find that to be polite about it, interesting, because I just, have always had sort of an idea about myself that I am more about my thoughts than I am about my looks. But if you grew up in the Philippines, you're just going to be judged more by your looks. And the people who deal with ideas, as I've noticed, or even people in the academe, would be so elitist about the group they allow themselves to, the members of the group that they allow themselves to invite in, accept. It's sort of a circle that if you've not been in it since its foundation, you're probably not going to make it, and you're always going to be somebody that group interacts with. It just, as a stranger or just a guest for now. You're not going to become a member unless you've been a member since the group was started. And I don't mind that, and I think that, it's if you've created a group, you're allowed to make the rules. And if the rules are that only those who've been in it since its inception can be members, then that's all right. Yeah, just so I'm just really explaining to you why you may not be seeing me interact with you so much online, but I will definitely be happy to have a chat, maybe, privately. And I'm not going to just tell people that they're wrong because the kind of ideas that they present, or if they do, work on their videos for entertainment or that, just that I'm saying it's not for me. And I find it weird. Another thing is, well, I mean, it makes money, so I find it weird, but they find it really profitable. So, I mean, who's the loser now? And I say another thing that's, occupying my thoughts these days is when you call yourself a social media influencer, what is that? I don't know what that is, but anyway, and I was arguing with my nephew a few weeks ago about this. I said, if you call yourself a social media influencer, that's nothing. You're nothing, really. I don't really think highly of you, because if you're, for example, an expert or an educator, in mathematics, for example, you just say, well, I'm a math teacher who's on Instagram. And I mean, why call yourself an influencer if you have this other occupation? If you're a psychiatrist, if you're an actor, I think the widest category that you can allow for this is digital creator. And then even that is just so vague. It does not mean anything. So if I say I'm a writer who posts on Instagram about my writing process or where I went on seminars or whatever, then that's what you do. But you call yourself a digital creator or an influencer, and and that's That for me is like the lowest that you can say, because it means you're not an expert on anything. But my nephew argued and said, well, that's, you're influencing. You're influencing people. I said, influencing them on what? Well, on just the general matters that they may be interested in. And so, I accept that. If a digital creator, you have to, well, I guess, learn about how to make these nice videos and make them entertaining. And if you're, trying to be funny or trying to elicit whatever kind of emotion from your audience in order to garner likes or followers or what have you, then that's work as well. And I won't discount the kind of work that goes into it, but I was just thinking that, if you are something, doing something on Instagram or YouTube or wherever outlet, you call yourself that. And don't call yourself a social media influencer. That's just dumbing yourself down for me. I do accept the, the my nephew's understanding of things, and I can be really quite narrow-minded at times. So, getting all these opinions, so opinion such as my nephew's, and not having it, people agree with me all the time. That's good for personal growth as well. So, I don't know what this podcast is going to be like. I don't know if I'm ever going to, progress from being this, bad quality podcaster. But I remember I did a blog many, many years ago, and it's called Talking to Myself, and that's how I feel as well about this podcast. I just, saying something that might be interesting to me, not necessarily interesting to myself. It's not even proper stream of consciousness, if you will. Sorry, Virginia Woolf. But I just, definitely not doing this for the money. And but please, if you want to give me some, feel free. Just kidding. And so at some point, this podcast is probably going to get some focus and some refinement and a lot less mistakes if I do really come up with a script further on. Because I mean, if you're doing, I think that's my problem as well with doing research, is that I get a lot of info, and the information that I get overwhelms me, and it turns out to be, just something that lacks focus. And that's where I really fall. I do really feel that with all the kind of mistakes that we make in life, it makes things interesting. And somehow you have to accept that we're going to be making a lot more mistakes as we go along. And we can only hope for the best. And so with that, I see that I've been speaking for almost 15 minutes straight and not making any sense. So I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all loving yourselves, and maybe we'll talk to each other again soon.